Lutheran Hour Ministries, bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Today's international devotion was written by Sitya Karina, who is a very active volunteer in our satellite office in Matagalpa City, which is at the north of Nicaragua. She teaches Bible courses for kids and young people in barrios, high and elementary schools. Cynthia is an elementary school teacher during the morning, and after work she takes care of our programs, which Lutheran Hour Ministries offers in this city. The text for our devotion, from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Nowadays, many options concerning our lifestyles are being promoted. They are being promoted in such a successful way that lustful living is invading many homes and hearts. Perhaps you have heard the popular expression which says that which is most prohibited is the most tasty. For many, those words are not just an expression. They are a truth which multitudes are adopting. Sadly, to embrace such a truth means people will change their moral principles and, of course, their spiritual values. Their truth makes it easy for them to stay on the path which will take them through the wide door of lust and perdition. You know, the wide door to damnation where there is space for many who loved and embraced that which was condemned by the Creator. As children of God, we need to realize that these temptations of the world aren't eternal, but the condemnation they earn most certainly will be. Most of all, we need to remember that our Lord Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose so that the Holy Spirit could offer us an equally eternal home in heaven. As Christians who have been blessed to know the truth, who is Jesus, we are given the opportunity to call people out of darkness into God's marvelous light. The law of God, which we share, points out to people the error of their sinful lives and the dangers of dying without the Savior. The gospel we proclaim says there is forgiveness and life eternal for all who are brought to faith in the Lamb of God who was slain for sinners. True, not everyone will hear. Many will continue to go through the wide door rather than being brought to the narrow. What they do is not our concern. Our job is to let them know time is running out, to tell them Jesus is the only truth worth having. We pray. Celestial Father, please illuminate me in my life and move away from me temptations as well as the bad influences. Keep me in your kingdom and let me do what I can to bring people to the narrow path heading toward heaven. This I ask in the name of my only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.